Welcome to 5-Minute Friday. Easy to implement business tips for busy people who want to learn more and do better in the shortest amount of time possible. I'm Ben Albert, the man behind the Real Business Connections Network. On 5-Minute Friday, I collaborate with extraordinary business people to provide actionable insights in 5 to 10 minutes or less. Want to become a professional contributor? If you have a voice that needs to be heard, email ben@balbertmarketing.com to host the next 5-Minute Friday. If you enjoy this episode, I encourage you to subscribe on your favorite platform, and no requirement to leave a long review. Just select whatever star rating you believe we deserve. Lastly, I encourage you to tell a colleague or a friend. Hungry business people like yourself are busy, so let's get right into it. This episode is a blog submission written and recorded by John Livesay. John Livesay, the pitch whisperer. And this episode is entitled, 3 Ways to Let Others Help You. 3 Ways to Let Others Help You. John, take it away.
Inc. Magazine calls me the pitch whisperer. Hi, I'm John Livesay. I'm a sales keynote speaker, and I help people learn the power of storytelling in order to make their messages stand out so they're not drowning in a sea of sameness. Today, I want to talk to you about 3 ways you can let other people help you, because so many of us are afraid to let others help us. We all know that babies need help in order to survive. Babies have no problem asking for help, sometimes loudly by crying. Yet, as we get older, we tend to start becoming more independent. We say things like, I can do it myself. This is the natural process of growing up. However, the concept of doing everything ourselves can really be detrimental. Here are 3 easy ways you can let others help you. Number 1. The key to the fear of the unknown is, don't go it alone. A healthy ego is one that realizes it can't do everything alone and needs other experts to help. If you think you can do everything by yourself, you will not go far. As the African proverb says, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. The second way is to ask for and getting help is realizing it's not a form of weakness. When I decided to launch my podcast a few years ago, the concept of editing the podcast and getting it out on all the platforms and creating transcripts was overwhelming. Luckily for me, I found a great company called Podatize. They produce my podcast so I can do what I love best, which is interviewing. Another friend of mine was also thinking of starting a podcast at the same time and thought I was crazy to pay someone to help me do something I could figure out on my own. Now I have over 400 episodes out in the world, and she has yet to launch her podcast. Sometimes trying to do everything yourself causes you to never get anything done. More recently, I had eyelid surgery to help my vision. The doctor told me that not only would I need someone to help me at home after the surgery, but I should have somebody stay with me because I shouldn't be bending over or lifting anything. Luckily, my sister Barbara came in from Chicago to stay with me in Austin for the week. In a way, when you're sick or recovering, you go back to being completely helpless. I certainly couldn't bend over to put the harness on my dog and take him for a walk, for example. She was fantastic at helping me keep ice on my eyes for 3 consecutive days. And finally, the 3rd way is the next time you think you can do it all alone, remember that we all need each other. Let other people help you in your career and in your personal love is form of self-love, because when you love yourself enough to let others give you what you need, or you pay experts to help you in your career, you're really telling yourself, I am worthy of this investment. So if you're struggling to figure out how to tell a better story and are looking for some help, reach out to me. You can get my book, The Sale is in the Tale, as a first starting point, or if you want, you can reach out to me directly at john@johnlivesay.com. Remember, we all need each other. Don't be afraid to ask for help. And when you remember those things, you're going to imagine how far you can go.